Are you unemployed or underemployed? Do you need cash, have bad credit, and can't get a loan? Do you like helping others? Then join a community of donors looking for people just like you. Go to www.justwanttosaythankyou.com now for details. That's www.justwanttosaythankyou.com. And we'll help you kiss your financial woes goodbye. www.justwanttosaythankyou.com. Offer good only for USA residents.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Musical Madness with your hostess, Desire.
Well, hello, beautiful.
I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
What is up, everybody? I hope everyone is having a wonderful Wednesday. April, which just recently ended a couple of days ago, is just such a special month. Not only do we have Earth Day, but the entire month of April is Poetry Month. So art comes in many forms, but nevertheless, we are all artistes. So I am proud to be a poet myself, and although it's May, I wanted to basically dedicate tonight's show to Poetry Month, and we will be focusing on songwriting tips. After all, song lyrics are often a form of poetry, so settle down and listen up. I have great advice for you all this evening. We will be right back after this break. Check out a little A.O. Wade and Chioke. Enjoy.
Must be more to you than meets my eye. Can I rest that on true song? Ebuzz, yes. Carla B, the host of Ebuzz, is dating 51 men just for you. No kissing, no funny stuff.
No funny stuff?
That's right, no funny stuff.
Just getting the facts about dating and what really goes on behind the closed doors of men. Get the news May 5th as you listen to the outcome of 51 men Carla B will be dating. Men, you need to tune in. Ladies, you must tune in. That's EOTMradio.com, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on eBuzz. That's Carla B, the host. We'll be dating 51 men. This is Ron Anthony on EOTMradio.com. Tune in.
What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching, 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 ching. Hey!
Yo, I need everybody around the world.
Hey!
Show some love. Yeah, I don't mean to brag.
Ching Ching. Welcome back, Madheads. Are you super stoked and super excited to improve your skills as a lyricist. Well, I know I am. So let's get right into it with tip number one for songwriters. Okay, tip number one is, should your lyrics rhyme? Okay, well, the short answer is yes. Now, don't get it wrong. The meaning of the lyrics and the quality is definitely more important than rhyming. However, the reason that your lyrics should rhyme is because it gives the song, like, a more memorable sound. So rhymes are just easier to remember and catch on to, so the audience will just pick it up more rapidly, and that's what you want. You want them rolling around singing your songs. So just make sure that you also don't rhyme too much, or else it will kind of sound really silly. just do everything in moderation, and as always, just kind of like don't do the obvious, you know. Pick up a thesaurus or a dictionary to get some new words if you need to, okay? Just use your brain. If you're unsure about how to create an appropriate rhyme scheme, just let me know, drop a comment, and I will cover that in another show. Okay, so number two, always keep a notebook and pen or a voice recorder handy. You can do both, and that would be great. But you won't believe, like, how many songs, like, pop into my head amidst my walking home from work or so forth. And it's just so easy to tell yourself that you won't forget the melody. But 9 chances out of 10, you will, and then you'll be, like, kicking yourself in the head, just trying to remember it, but you never will. So just save yourself the headache, people. You never know how many hits can just, like, pop up out the clear blue sky. So number three would be, to get people's opinions about your songs, you know? There's kind of like an upside and a downside to this. So I guess the downside would be that they obviously cannot hear the music in your head, you know? So it's like when you sing it to them, they're just not going to hear it the same way you do, because if you're like me, you have like a whole orchestra, you know, in your head playing. But the upside is that they can just so focus on the quality of your lyrics and melody, you know. Friends and family are really good, but it's actually best to share your songs with fellow songwriters. Songwriters can give you much better feedback other than, oh, yeah, I like it. Okay, why do you like it? You know, so definitely get a professional perspective on that. Moving right along to number four. Number four, okay, so let's say you have, like, 50 pages of, like, lyrics just, like, scattered everywhere. You have, like, recordings, like, all of your digi-recorder, and they're not even in, like, sequential order, you know, if your digi-recorder sucks like mine does. So what do? You know, super frustrating to deal with, so you really want to get your music organized, and a great way to do that is with a software called TrackNotes. TrackNotes is a system that you can use for, you know, several different tasks, but one of them being the organization of your recorded music. So make sure you get on that ASAP, okay? All right, Team Lovelies, make sure that you stay tuned. We'll be right back with more tips for songwriters after this break from the group formerly known as Blue Stew and Zuby de Brooklyn. Enjoy.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
I just want you to feel me now. I just want to hear you shout.
Watching in the sea, who's got eyes on me? Oh, hi, mommy, mommy. Only a sexy man, he's looking at me. My legs are getting weak.
Oh, hi, daddy, daddy.
Knock yourself, let it pass with me, cause I feel the heat. Say what you want, it's to me. Tell me how you feel.
Enséñame cómo te activé. Lo siente que mi gente se mueva. Lo siente como quiera, yo lo activé. Y es porque la música está muy buena. Es fuente.
Que te sepa que todo de corazón, que las canciones que le traigo vienen corazón.
Que mi campaña se acelere, gente, voy a mí. Yo soy la chica preferida que te canta a ti.
Close, you're looking at me, your lips begin to speak.
Say that you want me, poppy.
Looking a place to go, cause you're feeling me. The temp is on overheat.
I can't take it.
Between the spots, it's just more than heat. It's the chemistry.
Say what you want, say it to me. Tell me how you feel.
Tell me, boy, if you were feeling me. You feel me, can't compare me to no other. It's crazy, can't compare the house and bring the pain. It's insane the way I got you feeling right now.
I just want to hear you shout.
Welcome back to Musical Madness with Desire. If you are just tuning in, we are getting underneath the surface of songwriting. So let's dig in deeper with some more songwriting tips. Remember, you can always follow up with me via twitter.com/theonlydesire, D-Z-I-R-E, or facebook.com/truedesire. You can also download this episode for free in case you want to review these tips at a later time. Okay, on to tip number 5. So, I totally agree that music without inspiration is, like, not really music. It's, like, dead. Music generally is inspired by, like, a thought, an emotion, event, you know, et cetera. And that's why it's so relatable to people. You know, they want to feel what you felt when you wrote it or sang it. However, please stop waiting around for inspiration to just suddenly strike. You know, thinking like a songwriter is really hard work, and you need to practice your songwriting just like any other skill, you know. So you can do that by reading poetry, listening to other lyricists, and you can dissect some of the songs that you listen to as opposed to, you know, just criticizing them. And once again, the tip that I've given you all before is rewrite the same bar over and over until you get it perfect. You know, wrong is about in a day, people. So basically, neither is a great songwriter. All right, so number 6. Recognize when a crappy song hits you in the head. Every song that comes to mind is not going to be worth completing or recording. So what you want to do is actually listen to it after about 2 to 3 days and see how you feel about it. If it sounds a little bit on the lame side, then toss it out the window. Don't think twice about it. Get rid of it. All right, number 7, copyright your tunes. Okay, you have 2 options. You can copyright them individually or as a whole. So this really just depends on, you know, like what you're doing with your songs at the time, as well as your economical situation. So there are 2 main copyrights that you need for your music, well, for your song lyrics. TXT and SR. So the TXT is basically when you send in the lyrics typed in a legible font, all right, that simple. And then the SR is when you record yourself on an old-fashioned cassette tape to copyright the melody to those specific lyrics. If you record on professional equipment, you know, basically the date of the Pro Tools on the Pro Tools system is accounted for as a copyright date as well. So there's a little tidbit of information for you also. And I wanted to talk about licensing and so forth, but I think that I'll probably wait until next time to get into licensing, because that's kind of going to take us a little off topic. All right, so number eight, is one thing you need to recognize is your audience. Not knowing your audience can be really tragic to your career, and it can bring you some hate, okay? I'm sure you all remember. This is like a while ago, but back when like parents were super irate with Chris Brown because he started using profane language in the song. And that's because originally his target audience ranged from children to adults. So the content of your lyrics is important, you know, and it'll change depending on your audience. You need to ask yourself who will relate to this song and how will we be able to relate. You know, I'm pretty well known for quote-unquote complicated lyrics. However, lyrics that are too complicated, although, you know, they might have great quality, they'll lose the average listener, you know. People don't want to have to, like, concentrate on a song, you know. They just want to enjoy it. So other musicians might appreciate your efforts, but, again, the average person will have fly right on over their little heads, okay? Number 9 is realize that some songs you write are just not about you, okay? Sometimes you have to become someone else because the song is just more important than you are, period. So, for instance, like, I have a song called He's My Type, which you can check out on my youtube.com/theonlydesire, and that song is all about meeting a guy at the club and, you know, all this other fly stuff. And there are plenty of men and women who can relate to that, which is awesome because that's the audience for that song. However, the song has nothing to do with me, okay? I haven't stepped a foot in a club in eons. So, you know, just put yourself in the shoes of the song, so to speak, you know? And this does not mean that you shouldn't feel the music All right, because you always, always want to feel the music that you're writing. Okay, so I will be right back with even more songwriting tips. That's right, I'm not done yet. All right, so check out a little music from 120 and a little sexy, sexy, sexy tunes from your girl Desire. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Remember to tell all of your friends to tune in and even share this show. share this show on your Facebook page, people. For updated tips, subscribe to youtube.com/TheOnlyDesire. So we are almost done with our Poetry Month edition of Musical Madness with your girl, Desire. Let's look at a couple of more tips. So number 10, on the opposite side of the spectrum from our last tip, is to completely give all of your heart to the song, okay? If the song is about a personal experience you endured, then you need to set aside all reservations and put all of your emotion into it. When you feel as though the song is written in blood and pain from the heart, then that, my dear, is a memorable song indeed. People want to connect with your writings, okay? So number 11, believe it or not, a great way to overcome writer's block is to actually listen to someone who inspires you, you know? Just try to figure out why their music is such an inspiration to you. And this works very well in getting, like, those creative juices flowing. However, please, please, please do not mimic the artist. Please be yourself, okay? Individuality is very important. Last, but most certainly not least, coming in at number 12 in no particular order, you only get one chance to make a first impression. Make sure the opening line of your song is so fly that people cannot help but to keep listening. That line will stand out to them, you know, so it'll make them give you a chance to win them over. All right, so I could go on and on and on all night long, but that is good enough for now. You just have to tune back in 2 weeks for another edition, all right? But be sure to stay tuned for more Musical Madness. I have some more goodies for you after this break from Amani and Dave Lancione. Enjoy.
E-Buzz, yes. Carla B, the host of E-Buzz, is dating
51 men.
Just for you. No kissing, no funny stuff.
No funny stuff?
That's right, no funny stuff.
Just getting the facts about dating and what really goes on behind the closed doors of men. Get the news May 5th as you listen to the outcome of 51 men Carla B will be dating. Men, you need to tune in. Ladies, you must tune in. That's EOTMradio.com, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on E-Buzz. That's Carla B., the host. We'll be dating 51 men. This is Ron Anthony on EOTMradio.com. Tune in.
I wanted to know if you knew that, and that's when I was on your kind of way. I didn't know that love feels that way. Even to me, it was a regret for me.
Man, shorty so bad, I swear she ain't like Hannah ever seen before. And the way she got me feeling, huh, it's like.
A girl that I make a player realize one is enough, you will never need two. She got a good reputation cause she never been loose. Ooh, and shorty independent too. Shorty got her own car and she got her own loot. Man, shorty is the truth. And when it come to dudes, she ain't checking for you if you not making moves. Cause she the type to just elevate. So fly when she walk, I swear she just levitate. So precious like some you would want to laminate. So angelic, you would think that she was heaven made. So sweet like lemonade. How to be a woman is the only thing she demonstrates. This girl gotta be the real type, cause she the only type of girl that'll make me feel like, yeah, that's just the way that I feel, man. I swear to God, shorty got me wanna sing to her, man. That's how she making me feel, man. On everything, shorty make me wanna sing to her. That's just the way that I feel, man. I swear to God, shorty got me wanna sing to her. That's how she making me feel, man. On everything, shorty make me wanna sing to her. Like, la 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 la, the way she got me falling, you would swear she was a lullaby. Shorty got my head messed up, I'm so out of my element. Every girl before her is irrelevant. And she the only girl I'm taking to my residence. I swear to God, I never ever seen a girl that's better than her. Cause shorty just that bad. Got me feeling like Drake, she the best I ever had. I swear she almost perfect. Anything I give, say or do, it so worth it. That's why I like her, that's why I'm a wife for her. And I ain't talking about a blue suit, white knife her. No, I'm talking way past material. I'm talking me and her connecting on the spiritual. So one day we can be L girl, cause she the only girl that got me thinking about the L word. Yeah, that's just the way that I feel, man. I swear to God, shorty got me wanna sing to her, man. That's how she making me feel, man. On everything, shorty make me wanna sing to her. That's just the way that I feel, man. I swear to God, shorty got me wanna sing to her. That's how she making me feel, man. On everything, shorty make me wanna sing to her. Got me wanna sing to her.
The way she got me feeling, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if all the ladies out there is anything like what I just described, I want to know, shorty, where you at? Come on, hey. I said, shorty, where you at? Come on, hey. I said, shorty, where you at? Come on,
hey. Well, hello, beautiful.
Smile on that face. Why implant the desire? If he didn't want me to praise him with music, why implant the desire?
That's what I'm all about. That's how I've gotten through my life. And music is something that has gotten me through every difficult situation. Music was always very important to me.
I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.